Hey, and welcome to The Living Stone, a digital ministry from Greystone Baptist Church in Raleigh, North Carolina. Here's this week's scripture reading and sermon.
A reading from Philippians 1:3-6. I thank my God for every remembrance of you, always in every one of my prayers for all of you, praying with joy for your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work in you will continue to complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. The word of God for the people of God.
Thank you. Well, if you were paying attention to the pre-service music, you know the hillbillies have come to town. And you know there'll be buzzing on the streets this week, singing Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, and Willie and Waylon. Thank you, Christian. Christian had never heard Mama Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys. I got to keep remembering the generation around me. I'm not doing so well with them. They're teaching me a whole lot more than I'm teaching them, for sure. Mamas, Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys. That song was one of the top 100 Western songs of all time. It was first released as a single in 1975, and both the song and the advice have stuck around for quite a while. The song warns mothers not to let their children grow up in a hard way of life. Instead, let them be doctors and lawyers and such, because those are easy jobs. Right. And in tribute, this is a deep trivia question for those of you who are trivia buffs. Singer Tony Joe White, do you know that name? Poke Salad Annie, you may know that song. Y'all do, none of y'all do. He wrote a tribute song called Mama, Don't Let Your Cowboys Grow Up to Be Babies, which continued the thought. Mama is central to country music. In fact, David Allen Coe sings about, if it ain't mama in the song, it ain't a country song. My mother was certainly central in my life, and we celebrate today those of you who gave life to us. I also know today that some don't feel like celebrating because they had a neglectful mom or a hard home life, or because they haven't even been biological moms. Oprah Winfrey, who claims to be the mother of hundreds of African girls, says this: biology is the least of what makes someone a mother. And I've had many moms in my life. In the community where I grew up, if you did anything wrong, your mama knew it before you got home. My mother reminded me a few years ago that some of the best mothers I've ever had in my life never birthed a child. My Aunt Carrie was a mom to us, and I'll never forget the many wiffle ball games we played with my Aunt Carrie as she would gather up her skirt and run the bases. And our friend Kay is a counselor and therapist, and she has mothered hundreds of children through therapy. And my friend Mansell at times has had to be both mother and father to his children. So today we celebrate all of you and are grateful for all of you. And I'd like to reframe motherhood just a bit this morning. And I'd like to say thank you. Scripture is full of language and image of those who've mothered those around them, be they orphans or lost or even the stranger. Jesus even gives us the picture of God as a mother hen gathering up her chicks. Paul is acting motherly to the Philippian church this morning, a church that he planted and that continued to thrive and yet have problems. And Paul writes to affirm them in this letter. If you have ever said to a child, wear clean underwear, eat everything on your plate, I love you, I'm proud of you, you're my hero, there's nothing you can't do, you have engaged in motherhood. My mother was my biggest cheerleader, and she told me when I was growing up, you can do anything you want to do, you can do anything, you can become anything, if you just prepare yourself. And so I said, well, what do I need to do? She said, first you need to get a high school education. So I got a high school education. And she was so proud. And she said, you can do anything you want to do and you can become anything you want to be if you just prepare yourself. And I said, well, what do I need to do next? She said, you need to get a college education. So I got a college education. And she continued, you can be anything you want to be. I said, Mom, I think I'm going to seminary. You'll be the best minister there's ever been. Just go to seminary and get that degree. So I went and got 2 degrees at seminary, thinking, I'm on my way. And then my mother said, when are you going to do your doctoral work? And so I did my doctoral work. And now here I am. At the pinnacle. Sort of. If you have ever spit washed a child, if you've ever taken away bad dreams, if you've ever read Go Dog Go at least 100 times and skipped pages and they've made you move backwards, if you have ever listened to the soundtrack of Annie 1,000,000 times, or Rick Astley, who none of y'all know, but my daughter knows, you've engaged in motherhood. If you have made more concoctions with hamburger meat than Betty Crocker or Chef Boyardee, Hamburger Helper should not have been named that. In much of the same loving and caring ways, Paul guided his churches with a motherly hand, gently nudging them along. Sometimes scolding, always loving and encouraging. I thank my God for every memory of you. Oh, what a great word. I thank my God for every memory of you. What a great word. I constantly pray for you. Those were my grandmother's words to me. Mark Roberts, who's senior fellow at Fuller's Max Dupree Leadership School, says this: a genuinely affirming attitude doesn't start with us. It starts with God and God's grace. Grateful remembrance begins as God comes through us, as God flows through us. The memory is God-given. The memories stay with us. And today I'm grateful for my mother who gave birth to me and gave guidance to me, but I'm also so very grateful for the many spiritual midwives on my journey who have helped me become more than I ever thought I would become. And that enables us, those memories enable us to keep going even when it's hard. I thank God for every memory of you. They're never at home. They're always alone, even with someone they love. Engaging motherhood means recognizing God instinctively. Richard Rohr says these words, "There is no other form for the Christian life except a common one. And the very idea of mother evokes in us what we mean when we say God." And Richard Rohr goes on to say, "Whenever I hear the word mother, I think for a moment of my biological mother, but I think more broadly of those who have mothered me along the way. And I always go back to Mary, the mother of Jesus, and think about how she lived her life. I wonder about Martha Kent. You know Martha Kent? The earthly mother of Superman. What would it mean to be the earthly mother of Superman? What would it mean to be the earthly mother of Jesus? What would it mean? What would it mean? It would mean that there are people in our lives who have guided us gently, who have nudged us and provoked us and challenged us and nurtured us. So, Waylon and Willie, you got it wrong. Building cowboys is not the challenge. Building Jesus followers is the challenge. And nobody does that better than us. Nobody nurtures and nudges. Nobody challenges. Nobody gives witness to the love of Jesus better than us. And I want to challenge you to keep practicing your motherhood instincts because they are God-given. Keep challenging us to stay at home and not be alone with those whom we love. Mr. Rogers is one of my favorite theologians. He says this, "When I was a little boy, I would look in the scary places and I would see scary things and I would watch the news and hear fear all around me. And my mother would say, look for the helpers. Look for the helpers. Look in the church and find the helpers. Find those mothers who guide us." One of those mothers who guided me was my friend Alice. Alice is the only woman I've ever known who could be talking, inhale, exhale, and never miss a beat, continuing the thought and the sentence on forever, and you never knew how you were going to interrupt to stop that train. And Alice was very insistent that I hug her. And so we were hug buddies. And I said, "Alice, what is it about me?" And she said, I'm not sure. I just like hugging you. My son lives a mile down the road. He never hugs me. And so every time I saw Alice, she got a big hug, an extra dose of hug from me. When it came time for me to leave that church, I went to see Alice and told her I was leaving, and she asked this question: "If you leave, who's going to hug me?" And I said, "Oh, Alice, you have been the mother to so many people." I said, "Sunday morning, get there early, and you stand beside me and do what I do, and let's see what happens." And so we stood at the door to the church, and people came in, and I said, "Good morning," and I reached out my arms, and many of them would reach up and hug me. And Alice would go, good morning, and they would reach up and hug her. Little Mary Catherine was about the third person that came in the door that day, and she was just a tiny thing. She had bright red, curly, thick hair. And on this particular day, she must have had about 30 of those pink, you know, ribbon things in her hair all over. They made no sense. And I'm sure her mother, "You are not going to church like that." But here she came in the door. And I said, "Good morning, Mary Catherine." And she reached up, "Good morning, Brother Bo." And Alice reached down and said, "Good morning, honey." And she reached up and hugged Alice. And then Alice looked at me and said, "You can go." And until her death, Alice was in that spot, reaching up and reaching down to share hugs. The world is hard and judgmental, exclusionary, hierarchical. We need the love of God, the perfect parent to us all. Perfect dad, perfect friend, perfect mother. In the days ahead, let us lead like our moms. Let us love like our moms. It's what Jesus would do. It's what Jesus did. Pray together. For the beauty of the earth and the glory of the skies and the love from our birth, I give you thanks this day. I give you thanks for those who have nurtured us in so many ways. I give you thanks for those who have given their lives for us in so many ways. I thank you for Mary, the mother of Jesus, for the model of love and caring and sacrifice that she gives to us. Thank you, God, for loving us as the perfect parent. We pray in your name. Amen.